Hey, it's Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release a new podcast every single Wednesday, and we bring you our own unique outlook on the world of sports. You know, we try to give you some actual insight and maybe a common sense approach to sports. Whether it's breaking news, some of the biggest games, or even some sports history, check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast now on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. The Daily Dose, your daily dose of sports and sarcasm.
Hey guys, this is Renee.
And this is Kim.
And this is Round Trip.
Hey, Chicken Boo.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I don't know why that's in my head.
Did you ever see that cartoon in Animaniacs? It was Chicken Boo?
Yeah.
I remember that. He wears a disguise to be like human guys, but he's not a man, you're Chicken Boo. It's been in my head for two days.
I do remember it.
For 2 days.
Well, and so that's funny. Apparently, you've been watching that on Netflix because I've been watching Phineas and Ferb. And I've been going, meep. Like, just randomly, meep.
Oh,
so
my God.
These things happen.
Yes.
Meep. We should probably.
Not, I'm going to be doing that tomorrow.
Meep. Literally, anytime somebody says something that's like, I have no response. I'm just like, meep. People are just like, what is that? I'm like, yeah, well, if you don't have the heart of a 12-year-old,
you'll never know.
You'll never know.
That's been my life. Chicken Boo has been my head. That's my life.
Oh, I love Netflix.
Crazy.
Love it. I started watching Family Guy from the beginning too. I watch it occasionally, like kind of here and there. I don't think I've ever watched like an entire season straight, but I started watching it on Netflix. And I don't know why, but I have been.
Yeah, I'm need for them to get the newer episodes of Bob's Burgers out there though. Like, can they come on? Like,
well, they're still. I have to watch those on Hulu. I watch those on Hulu. The current season is on Hulu. But It's interesting because the season before that used to be on Hulu, but now it's not. But it's not on Netflix either. So I don't know what season we're on. Like, say we're on season 7. Season 6 is not on Hulu or Netflix.
Or Netflix, yeah. So maybe they're negotiating. I don't know. Yeah. I catch it now every once in a while on when it comes on, like, for real on Fox. But not consistently. I think I watched an episode, like, last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, probably. I'm like, could y'all catch up?
Yeah.
It's
been a couple fine ones this season.
Yeah, I technically just unboxed my Fire TV yesterday, and so it totally frustrated me. So
why?
First of all, I had it for like a month. I bought it right before Christmas, and so probably 2 months now. So it's been sitting there. So I was like, you know what? My legs hurt from the hike. I'm going to sit down here and watch my Fire TV. So pull it out, and I get it all set up, and I didn't know, but it has a microphone on it. So it's almost like having Alexa, but I don't have Alexa. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a speaker, but I can talk into the controller or whatever. And it'll be like, oh yeah, we'll get what you need. So that part I haven't done yet, cause I still think that's weird and spooky, but, I hooked everything up and I started to add the apps. So it comes with like a shit ton of apps. Like, it's just, you know, apps as far as the eye can see apps.
Three of what you really need.
And technically, that's what it was. So I started looking at it. I was like, okay, half this stuff I'm probably never going to look at. And a lot of it is subscription. So you do have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So a ton of it is not free, which I think is a little misleading. They really should tell people that. But so I loaded on the Netflix, and then I have a subscription to HBO. Mm-hmm. So I first was loading the wrong HBO because FYI, people, if you don't know, there's HBO Go and there's HBO Now. Mm-hmm. So HBO Now is for people who don't have cable subscription to HBO, but you can purchase HBO Now and you can watch it wherever you go, like HBO Go. It's just a marketing ploy. And so
no, it's an extension from your HBO ploy. Subscription.
You know what, marketer?
So you can use it.
Do not try to defend them.
On the go.
Marketing people always trying to defend.
I mean, we put stuff out there for you. They said you can either have HBO Now or you can have HBO on the go. I feel like they were labeled appropriately.
Right.
Carry on.
Sound a little like Birdman. Just saying. But so I load up HBO Go, and for some reason, it's not connecting because it doesn't recognize my password, even though I'm putting in the right password because I verified it on my the cable side when I logged into my cable account. So now I can't even use it, and I have it. But I can use it on my phone and on my iPad, which totally sucks because I want to use it on my TV.
Well, so you should be using the HBO Now.
No, I have HBO Go because I have an HBO subscription. HBO Now is if you don't have an HBO subscription.
Oh, so you have the cable service subscription.
I have the cable service, yes.
Got it.
So, but for some reason, I can't use it through my Fire TV, but I can use it like on my phone and my iPad. It's not.
Why don't you maybe it's a certain amount of licenses you get. Like maybe take it off of one of those devices and try it again on your TV.
I've always had it on my TV and on my iPad, though.
Hey, I'm just trying to give you solutions.
Don't try to defend Amazon right now.
I'm just trying to help you see Game of Thrones. That's all I'm trying to do.
I know, right? So yeah, so I spent way too many minutes on that and got frustrated and then started watching Netflix.
And that's how we got to Animaniacs.
And so needless to say, my Fire TV is not all the way set up. And apparently there's a lot of cool things they could do. I just have to figure out what are all the cool things they could do.
Yeah. So my parents just got a 4K Ultra HD TV.
Ooh.
So I go over there and I walk in and I'm like, oh, the TV looks really good. It's huge too. It's like a 100 inch. I don't know. It's massive. But the picture is like standard definition and it's in like the lower half of the TV. And I'm like, well, what's this? Are you watching like public access? Like, what is this? Right.
What is this?
And so they don't have like any HD cords. They don't have anything set up. They just got it plugged in like regular. And I was like, yeah, I was like, that's not going to work. You gotta get like the HDMI cord and, you know, you have to change the settings so the picture, you know, will fit in the screen. And they were like, oh, it's fine like this.
Like, we're good.
No, we're good. It's not. It's absolutely not. I guarantee you it's not.
It's when I go get my nails done, they have big ass. I don't even know what it is. It takes up like half the wall.
It's 100 inch.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Anything over 50 is just 100 inches.
It's the window into the world. And so it's complete HD. And I was getting my nails done the other day and I was looking up, when she's doing my nails, I'm looking up at it. And it's so weird because I like HD, but then I don't like HD. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't like HD because it makes the picture appear as if you're in the high school video room videotaping your friends. Like, it just looks like it's like you're really seeing the people. And I know that's the concept, that you're supposed to feel like you're there.
Right.
But sometimes I don't want to feel like I'm there. I want to feel.
You don't want to be in the field with that bumblebee.
No.
As it lands from flower to flower.
Lands. Right. I know. And so that part, like, sometimes annoys me. So I'm watching a movie and I'm like, I don't want to feel like I can see all this. I just want it to be all movie-like. Give me all the Hollywood glamour. So, yeah. But
no,
yeah.
They didn't get that kind. They didn't get one with a high. I could be wrong, but I think that's the refresh rate that makes it move like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get that kind of TV. There's I don't even know. Something from BrandSmart. Some brand I never heard of. And I won't really know its capabilities until I get them this HDMI cord that I bought them.
Right. Is it really going to work? Who knows?
We'll see. Because something I didn't know that they're, like, for 4K TV, you need a different HDMI cord than you do for, like, my little TV.
So what does 4K do? Like, it's a speed?
It's 4Ks instead of not 4Ks?
Because I know, first it was 720 and then 1080p. Like, that was everybody's standard at some point. So first you had a 720 and then you went to 1080p and it was like, oh, you got to have 1080p. And then all of a sudden everything became 4K. And I'm like, okay, we just skipped like a slew of like numbers in the middle, by the way.
Now, this, what we're talking about now, that is marketing just messing with you.
Okay. See, damn it, marketers.
I won't put that on HBO, but I will put that on TV manufacturers. I don't know what any of it means. I honestly have no idea. I am not interested. I don't. My TV, I'm ashamed to even say what size it is, but I don't know any of the details on that. I do know about the refresh rate because I remember I was somewhere once and I was like, why does the TV look like these people are standing here? And they were like, oh, because it has a higher refresh rate. And he was talking about it. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting. And I was like, well, does it matter the type of TV? And he's like, well, it's going to cost more for this, but you can get a high definition TV without it. And I was like, interesting. Oh, let me get this CD that I can hear about.
Right.
That's what I came to get. Thanks.
I just need.
Do you have? I need a charger for my phone.
Right.
and a Coke. That's all.
Right, that's all.
That's why I came to Best Buy today. Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, so apparently 4K is 2160 pixels. So remember I said 1080p, 720, 1080. Now we're at 2100, put it that way. But is the resolution is higher too. It's 3840 for the resolution and 2160 pixels versus your 1920 by 1080.
Marketing.
Yep.
That's like saying, oh, yeah, we have 2,000 hot dogs. That's 1,000 more hot dogs than the last version. You need these.
I need all these hot dogs. You need all these hot dogs.
The flavor pixelation in our hot dogs is greater.
Flavor pixelation. I'm using that going forward. I'm going to cook some and be like, you're going to love this flavor pixelation. Not ready for this.
That's awesome. People will be like, what is she talking about?
Marketing. Oh, yeah. But we are here today. We're here today for a reason.
We are here for a reason. And it's not to talk about pixelation.
And televisions and high
HDMI cords.
We're here and to talk about boo. Or chicken boo, exactly. Oh, I love chicken boo.
You're not a man, you're a chicken.
I still love chicken boo. And I used to also like, okay, totally getting off the subject, but the electric company, the old electric company, not the new fancy one they show now. I'm about to date myself a little bit, but the old electric company used to have a segment with Spider-Man. And so Spider-Man would have to like solve these little mysteries and always contain words, you know, because the electric company always teaching how to read. Mm-hmm. And there was one episode of Spider-Man and the Abominable Snowman. And so in order for Spider-Man to catch the snowman, he put down little snow cones on the ground. And the Abominable Snowman would go and he would sit on the snow cones. because he was in the city and he needed cold. He had to catch him to bring him back.
He needed a direct insert of cold.
Right. And so that was the way for Spider-Man to like trap him so he can take him back to where he's supposed to be. But he would put these little, it was blue snow cones that he lined up along the street and the snowman would come and sit on them. But it was like my favorite one, and I don't know why. I always remember that.
And how does that make you feel, Renee?
I love it.
That's crazy.
Love it.
That is crazy. You know, the other day, one of my coworkers, we were talking about the preamble to the Constitution and the fact that we knew it because of Schoolhouse Rock. And one of my coworkers was like, what is that? I don't know what that is. And we were like, how did you not? Like, how do you not know Schoolhouse Rock? And he's like, I've never heard of that. So we were playing for him the one about the bill.
I'm just a bill.
And he was like, this was on TV. And I was like, yes.
In the America where they wanted you to learn.
Right. Back when education was really for everybody.
Right.
So we were showing him that one. And I think we showed him the one with the preamble to the Constitution. He was like, I have never heard of this. And we were like, and that is the system letting you down. The
system has failed, my friend.
You need to spend more time in front of the TV in your house and outside in the wilderness, like getting fresh air. When we were kids, you had a lot of time for TV and a lot of time for outside.
Right.
Not all this free time to think and be original. Oh, you sat on the floor in front of that TV and you ate those Frosted Flakes. And you were happy about it. You consumed whole milk and sugar and it was fine.
You were great. You know why? Because you want to go outside and run it off.
And you ran all day. All day. After balls. After dogs.
After bikes.
After fireflies. And then once the fireflies came out, you went back in the house. And you did it all over again the next day.
Good old days.
Whole milk and processed sugar.
Made the world better.
I'd like to teach the world to sing perfect harmony.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness. All right. I'm sorry. Continue.
And back now to America knows that we're officially old. But yes.
Sorry, America.
Here at RogueIntel.com, we strive to entertain and to stimulate. From nerd rage to outrage, from goofing off to deep thoughts, we've got you covered. The only way we really know how you all feel is to hear and see feedback. And that's more than a thumbs down, thumbs up proposition. Tweet us or write us on Facebook. Review any show on iTunes. Or, to really mix it up with us, join the forums for access and insight on each show, its creators, and what everyone else who listens, like you do, feels about it. Feedback, because we're starving for it.
Back to the matter at hand.
Yes. But yeah, but we're here because we're going to talk about our Amsterdam trip, which we never talked about, even though we talked about Paris. People don't know that we also went to Amsterdam, too. There was another trip.
The Paris,
just the one trip.
The Paris was just really great and just kind of overshadowed everything else.
It really did. It really did.
You know, the funny thing about that whole trip is I thought, just kind of going in, I was more looking forward to Amsterdam than I was Paris.
Really?
Yeah. Because I just felt like Amsterdam had more potential for interesting things. That sounds a little weird, but yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Interesting, because I was there for Paris.
Right,
all
right.
Day.
Right.
Every day. All day. But we did go to Amsterdam, and we were there for a couple of days. I think three days tops. Paris did take up the bulk of our trip, but I always tell people when I talk about Amsterdam, because people like really get excited when I tell them I've gone, which I'm like, okay, calm down.
Pace yourself, people.
That Amsterdam was one of the cities, at least in my opinion, just strictly me, that if you had a very busy prior trip, like you were just, you know, hopping from country to country, boat, train, plane, just really, really going, Amsterdam is a place that you go to kind of like bring it down a bit before you kind of head on home. At least that's how I looked at it. At least when I got there, I felt it was very laid back. It wasn't, to me, as crazy busy. And not saying Paris was, but Paris is a very bustling metropolis. And so
very true.
There is some hustle and bustle, but I just felt just the overall vibe to me in Amsterdam was very laid back.
Yeah, Amsterdam does have a unique vibe. It has a rhythm. Like everyone kind of moves together and everything kind of flows real easy. And when I say flows easy, not just being laid back and stuff, but even like the traffic and stuff and the people, like in the bikes, because there's so many bikes.
Oh my
and
gosh.
The trolleys, so we talk about and the cars.
The bikes.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But everything just had it's like the city knows what it's doing and it all works kind of well together. Like the little cycle just kind of turns and it just kind of.
Yeah, for
goes
that
on about its business.
Perspective, infrastructure wise, it's very organized. Yeah. Like it was like in Paris, it was streets with no lines in a row, and I couldn't figure out how people were driving.
Right. But Amsterdam, like, how do you know which way to go?
Right.
Can you just make this up? What are you doing?
Right. How do you know to go left? But
can we turn
Amsterdam,
here?
Right. But Amsterdam was very much, you know, they had traffic signals, they had lines in the road, there was lanes for the bikes, there were lanes for cars. And again, like Kim said, everybody kind of flowed together. People knew where they need to go and how to flow with it. So kudos to them on designing a city the right way.
Yeah. But it also felt very controlled, like subdued and kind of, I don't know. I didn't care for it.
It's
surprisingly. Dutch. Surprisingly, I did not care for Amsterdam. I thought I would like it more than I did. But it just felt very homogenous.
It was very homogenous, which is,
So, yeah. I don't know.
Could have just been where we were too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know,
but it also along those same lines, it seems like a place you could live very easily. Like seems like it would be very easy to just fall into the rhythm of it and just kind of live there. And it wasn't so foreign that it was like, you know, sometimes like when you go to a foreign country, it's like, okay, I don't really know what's happening here. I don't know what this is. I don't know how to take this. But there was nothing like that there. Like it was everything seemed really safe.
It was like a whole bunch of American words with 10 letters in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, very true, very true.
It's like, you just get rid of the 10 letters and be like, oh, this is the pharmacist.
Right, right. With three Ys, two Zs, an H.
Oh, the bakery.
Got it. They just had some leftover letters and they were like, let's use these.
However, there was a couple of things that I did like. I kind of take the same sentiment as you that it was, I could take it or leave it. I don't have to go back. I wouldn't mind going to Rotterdam because Rotterdam is a little older than Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. Amsterdam, to me, is a big mix. Was a good mix of old and new. There was another city that we went to where they had, you know, the old structures around some of the newer, more modern, you know, buildings and such. And so, I wouldn't mind going back to visit like another town that's maybe a little bit more older, just to kind of get the feel of the difference, put it that way.
Yeah.
But
it was very beautiful. I mean,
it was very pretty. It was very clean.
The buildings are amazing, and the canals and the bridges, like everything about it was very, very beautiful. It's okay. Cause I don't want to be negative, but
too late.
Like, I feel like I probably should have, I needed to probably know a little bit more history to really appreciate it. Like, real talk. Like, when we were like talking about going to the Anne Frank house, I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't really want to do that. I don't know why I was so anti learning.
Anne Frank? You were so anti Anne
Frank. I wasn't anti Anne Frank. I was anti going to a museum.
Are you? But then again, it was like 110 steps. So you may have been anti steps that day too.
And so. Backstory, I was getting sick, which I think is why I was kind of not feeling Amsterdam too, because I think I was having the onset of my illness at that mm-hmm. time. So I think that might have been some foreshadowing to how crappy I was going to be feeling, because I got the bad attitude. I don't want to go. I want to take a nap. I feel cranky. I need a Snickers. I would like to go back. I think it's a great place for a layover. Like, I feel
it
like
it's a good place for a layover.
Yeah. You could kind of go out, get some great food, and, you know, just, you know, meet some nice company and like have a good time, and then, you know, head on wherever you got to go. Yep. But I agree. I think going to another city in the Netherlands would be cool, especially an older city. I think mm-hmm. it would be cool to drive like around there. I feel like that would be fun to do, and get out into the countryside. To see the windmills and the fields and all that stuff. Like, I think there's better things to do there than kind of, you know, maybe what we did.
Right. I don't know if do they drive on the right side or the left side? Huh. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
No, I'm thinking when a taxi, the driver was on the left side. They drive on a regular side like us.
It's the regular side? Is that what it is?
I'm just saying, I'm American.
the regular side? The right side?
The right side.
Yeah, I feel like they might have been on the same side as us. I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I say drive out, I mean have a driver take me. I'm sorry.
Driving.
I didn't mean to make that sound like I was going to be driving myself. Speaking of driving myself, that was my first time seeing Teslas used as taxis.
Oh, yeah. They did have Tesla taxis. I can't say it.
Which was pretty neat. Although we never caught one. It sucked. But
God, I wonder what the fare would have been in that. Because that was an Uber.
Yeah. So they were taxis.
Well, no, it was a taxi. But yeah, so logistics, getting there. We left Paris via train and took the train from Paris, the main, Paris's Grand Central Station is what I will call it.
Paris Grand Central.
Right. To Amsterdam. We took the Dallas train, Dallas with a T. And it was, what did we say, like 2 hours maybe to get
three.
There?
I think it was three.
Two, 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Very quick, though. Very uneventful. Wasn't like it was a lot happening.
Right. So, you know? Note, though, when some young millennials.
And millennials again.
Come to you and say, hey, our friends are sitting here. We want to sit with our friends. Do you mind switching seats with us? Say no.
Say no, because we said no.
No, we said yes, remember? And we switched seats.
We said yes.
And we switched seats, and we were sitting next to a really nice guy. We were talking about the trade show or whatever. And then what happens is, at the other stops, those people got off, and the people who had tickets for those seats got on.
Oh yeah, that's
so
what
then we had is. To move.
We had to move again. Yeah.
And then we walked up to somebody who were in our seats, and they were like, oh, can we? We were like, no, get up.
Yeah.
And they were like, we got to be like that.
Nasty.
So we're like, well, sorry, we've made this mistake once.
Yeah.
not doing it again.
Okay, so technically there was a little event, but not
it wasn't too bad. I mean, nobody got arrested or escorted off, so right. That's a good thing. Yeah.
But you do have to watch your bags, which is one thing I kind of didn't like. Since we were leaving Paris, we had like real luggage. It wasn't like we had like a small shoulder bag or something that we could have put on the overhead bin by our seats. So your luggage is kind of thrown into a closet on the train. And periodically you do want to check because you just want to make sure when people are getting off at those stops that they're not taking your bag, like someone's not taking your bag off, because technically there is no bag check either. There's one thing I realized, like, it's not like you go through a TSA, right? You know, or something like that,
right? Which worried me a little bit.
Which, yeah, so security wise
I've gotten used to a pat down.
Right, you kind of get used to a pat down. You're like, wait, no, you're not wanting this bag?
Like, don't you need to check my bag? Like, right. I could be crazy.
Why is nobody grabbing my boots right now? And so you kind of wonder these things when you're getting on the train.
And so, my hair is in a bun. This needs to be patted down, okay? Immediately.
All right, and so, yeah, you don't get any of that. So you definitely want to just kind of keep an eye on your bags if you're going to take the train or from wherever you're going, even if it's, in our case, from Paris to Amsterdam. But yeah, so 3 hours, we get there, and we ended up staying at really, really cute hotel. It's like a boutique hotel, mm-hmm. Called the Westcourt Fashion Hotel. Mm-hmm. So it was central to like a little neighborhood, which I thought was really, really cute. So it was a hotel, and it was surrounded by like real people. So, which I don't know how the real people felt about the hotel being there, but we would wake up to the morning with children playing in the courtyard, basically.
I don't feel like that was a positive. I felt like that was kind of a right. negative.
And at one point, I did become the cranky old lady. I was like, ar, 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 ar.
Why are those children out here making all this noise? I'm trying to sleep. Right. Yeah. It's 9:30. I shouldn't be up this early. This
right. But ridiculous. Then again, we're vacationing, and it's just a regular day for them.
And them kids play like all day. All like day. Amsterdam children play like we used to play.
Yeah. Yeah,
outside
definitely.
All day.
You're outside.
But it was
all
like
day.
A daycare. There was a daycare down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was a daycare. Yeah. And keep in mind too that the daylight time was longer. So,
ooh,
you know.
Lord, yes.
The it just stayed light for such a long period of time.
To like that 10. You just,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So you kind of lose track of you're like, wait, hold up. Should I be eating right now? What's mm-hmm. going on? Am I hungry? I don't know. And so
help me.
Help me understand. So yeah, you kind of lose track of that because it's just daylight for such a long period of time. It's crazy.
But the hotel was really cute.
Yes. It was very fashion centric. So they had like dresses and mannequins in the lobby and
The customer service was really good. Like our TV kept doing weird things and the guy kept coming by trying to fix it. And then finally he gave us like some free drinks at the little rooftop bar.
Yeah, rooftop bar. It was really cute. Yeah.
It was very nice. They were all very nice.
Yeah, he worked on that TV for a long time. I was like, dude, just give it up.
He did. I was like, are you working on a TV? Are you working on something else?
What are you doing over there, sir?
What's happening?
It's not that kind of hotel.
You want to take your coat off? Why don't you take your coat off? Kick your shoes off. Make yourself comfortable.
So, but yeah,
come
but yeah,
on, the customer. Come on, Schwindrick.
I think it'll be Heinrich.
Heinrich. Heinrich.
Heinrich.
So yeah, Hans. Hans. Hans.
But yes, the hotel was very nice. Customer service was great, and there was a really cool rooftop bar that had like DJs every night that yeah. you can kind of sit up there and. You know, on the ones and twos.
Yeah, it's kind of funny though, because the night we were up there, I was like, "Cause she turned down."
Again,
I feel like the Kim, space is
Kim's crankiness.
The space was a little small for a DJ. I mean, I guess if I want to bop in my seat, but you could just have like, you know, a radio playing and it'd be fine.
It doesn't help that we're actually sitting near the DJs yeah. for you to tell the DJ.
Honey, sweetheart,
yeah, that's,
could you turn that down a little bit? Thank you. I can't hear myself think. It's turning down a little bit.
But cool thing about the rooftop bar, I think you or Stacy ordered drinks and the guy was like squeezing the orange juice. Like he was doing fresh squeezed orange juice with the drink. So he was back there like squeezing oranges.
And I'd be like, can I have another one?
Right. You go back and squeeze more oranges.
Let me have one more.
So, but yeah, it was pretty cool. But outside the hotel, we did a couple of things while we were there. Of course, we ate food because who doesn't go anywhere and not eat?
It's our favorite thing to do.
That's what you're supposed to do. So we ate at a couple of places. One of them was a barbecue spot that I felt was delicious. TripAdvisor actually gave it good reviews too. It was one of those, hey, stop in and eat here if you're in Amsterdam. And it was called Barbecue Castile. The ribs, it was ribs and it was delicious. So the one thing I noticed about Amsterdam is that the cuisine didn't match anything. So I don't know if there's like a true, and there may be a true Dutch food.
I think that was the stroop and waffle.
The stroop waffle, probably. would be the true Dutch thing. And then cheese, of course. But like for main like dishes, mm-hmm. there was such a mix. And I think this is just one of those things because, you know, the Netherlands itself is kind of mixed with a whole different, because, you know, there's those Dutch islands like in the Caribbean. So like St. Martin is mm-hmm. a, you know, and then I think that influence is just kind of from all these different places and they kind of plop down in Amsterdam. And so you have like just randomness of food. Like you'll have like a Brazilian steakhouse next to like an Indonesian restaurant. And so it's just this mix of, you know, different types of things, which is good because I mean, technically you could just eat whatever you want and never get bored because there's so many different things. But right. Barbecue Castile, to me, those ribs, we went back twice. I had mm-hmm. ribs 2 times and I never hardly eat that much meat, like ever. It was delish. And I think I was listening to a podcast and somebody mentioned that they had went there too. They was in Amsterdam and said the same thing about them ribs. And I was like, yeah, them ribs, man. Tell everybody about them ribs. So yeah, definitely enjoyed that. And then we also went to, because if you're in Amsterdam, you have to do like one of two things. You have to go to the I Am Amsterdam sign and take pictures. Because
you how just will people got to. On social media know you were there if you don't have a picture?
Right. So you have to go and take pictures in the I Am Amsterdam website, which apparently they have an I Am Paris little thing too, where you can take pictures in front of. But so we did that, and
I feel like we saw that. Or did
we
it
did. We saw
it said we near, love Paris or something like that.
Or I heart Paris or something
like that.
And I want to say it was near the Louvre when we were there. Somewhere in that area. I want to believe that's what it was, but it may not have been.
But I feel like when we were on the double decker bus, yep. we saw it.
Yep.
Like it popped up somewhere.
Yep.
Speaking of double decker buses, we did one of those in Amsterdam as well. That was probably the most boring tour.
It was horrible.
I think I've ever been on in my life.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
I was so bored, I got angry. I was angry.
Were you bored or were you just sleepy and cranky from your cold? I think that's what it was.
I feel like the sleepy and the cranky and the bored turned into anger. I only have 2 emotions.
That's what it is?
I mean, I am either happy or angry or hungry.
Three.
Well, angry and hungry pretty much can... Angry can be fixed if hungry's fixed.
Or angry. Angry.
Yeah. So I was just like, this is ridiculous. I am getting off this bus. I'm going to go do something else. But that was so boring. And I think part of it was the sound didn't work or something.
Yeah, it was hard to hear out of the headsets.
Yeah.
If you've ever done the big red, it was a big red bus. Mm. If you ever did the big red bus, they give you headphones and you pop them in and you can listen to the tour. Tour guide kind of tell you where you're going. And yeah, you're right. The sound was horrible, but it was pretty boring too. I mean, outside of the like really cool windmill, like they have the last standing windmill in Amsterdam is like, you go by it. Cause it's like in town somewhere. That was pretty cool. And then you go by some of the other historical places, like you pass by the Anne Frank house and, the Jewish, I think it's a National Jewish Museum that they have there too. You go by some of those things, which are cool. If you want to stop and do a tour, you can. But other than that, it's a lot of canals, a lot of bikes. Yeah, it wasn't all that interesting. But it was, you know, just a little break if you was walking a lot and you just wanted somebody to drive around a little bit. You could do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we did do that one day.
And we had some salty Belgian fries.
Yes.
Those were delish.
Yes, we did have the traditional French fry, Dutch French fry.
It's slathered. A Belgian fry. It's not Belgian. A French fry. It's a Belgian fry.
Belgian fries. Oh my God, correct myself. Slathered in the sauce of your choice.
And they had every kind of sauce. They had mayonnaise. They had mustard. They had peanut sauce. They had like sweet sauces. It was crazy. I had ketchup on mine. Because you know what? I live in a box.
Right. I had tartar sauce because I love tartar sauce and french fries. It's so delicious. Oh my God. Yeah. I want that right now. But
but the french fries were good too. They were like those perfect, like not quite steak fries, but not quite like bigger than a McDonald's fry, but not as big as a steak fry.
Perfectly cut, crisp.
Makes it a little bit soft. Piping hot. Piping hot. Yeah. Like the first couple, you were like,
right. And then you got over it.
And then your tongue went numb and you just kept eating.
And you're like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, just kept on eating.
But yeah, so we did that on a food tour. We did a food tour with Amsterdam, foot by foot, and did that along with Stroop Waffle. We had the traditional mini pancakes, and we had Dutch gin or Geneva. So, and that place was really cool. It was very old. It looks so old, but old in a good way. Like, you know, you can tell that those barrels had been there sitting.
I was crashing around that time. So I was just taking shots of gin. So I don't remember that much about it.
The Geneva was so strong. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. I took a sip and gave mine away.
Uh-huh. I think I took the rest of your shot. And yeah, I think and I took the rest of somebody else's.
Because it didn't even seem like a shot. I just felt like it was a lot of gin. Yeah. Or the glass was tall. It was thin and tall. So yeah. I couldn't do it. Yeah. But it was cool. They gave you an option.
That's why we're friends, because we balance each other out. I shoot your gin.
All my alcohol. All my gin. But it was cool.
I need friends who are lightweights to help my habit.
So yeah, so in the next episode, we'll be talking about intervention for Kim. Tune in.
Hi, I'm Kim.
Tune in. But yeah, so the gin was really, really cool. That was a nice little spot off the tour to go to. And they gave you two options. So you got the traditional Dutch Geneva, or you can get the newer gin, like what I consider the new age and modern gin, the millennial gin. You can get that. Whichever one you want to get. Yeah, either one of those options that you can try as part of the tour. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and our tour guide was really nice. I don't remember his name, but it was an Urban Adventures tour, and that was really cool. That was fun. He had a lot of good tips, and he had just moved there. Like, he hadn't even been there that long. Yeah, I remember. Yep.
He only had been there for a couple of weeks.
And we went somewhere, and we had a sausage that was so good.
And I think that was traditional Amsterdam, because it almost felt like we were going to a gas station, but it was like a convenience store in an area. Yeah. Like, you just walk in and grab a hot dog.
But it was a sausage. Yeah. It was really, really yummy. The mint tea. I think that's why we started having the mint tea, right? Where they would put the sprigs of mint into the glass and just pour some hot water on them. Oh my God. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. I need to have a mint plant. Like mint, and make myself mint tea. But I guess after like two cups of tea, that's probably going to take all my mint. So this might not work out.
Always sounds like a good idea during your head, I tell you. Every time.
But it's interesting how like groceries that you see in different places, like that was everywhere. Like the mint sprig, so you can make tea, was everywhere. Like, and I remember going to the grocery store thinking, oh, let me get some mint for my mint tea. And it was nothing like that. Like, it was like the prepackaged. You know, it doesn't even look the same.
Yeah.
But,
that stuff was like real deal fresh mint.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had that. That wasn't our last day that we had right before we got ready to leave. We did the sit down little, you know, cafe restaurant, had the mint tea, because we had a photo shoot. We did a photo shoot with Flytographer and went to dinner after that. So that was our last final day. And we also went to the, I'm going to pronounce this wrong. You tell me how to pronounce this. What is it? The museum. The
Rijksmuseum.
Rijksmuseum. Yes. So the Rijksmuseum is pretty much like the largest museum in Amsterdam. It holds the largest amount of Dutch art. Particularly, it has a vast collection of Rembrandt paintings. If you are a Dutch art enthusiast, it is definitely someplace you want to go and visit. The Rembrandt paintings are huge. Yeah. Like,
I was not expecting them to be that large.
They were so big.
I don't know what size I thought they were going to be.
They were going to be little. Like little, just like, you know, just regular paintings you pop on the wall. Like floor to ceiling.
18 by 14-ish.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
They were floor to ceiling, wall wide portraits of scenes.
Well,
like.
But like some of them were like group shots. They were like squad goals. Photos.
Yeah.
And there were 20, 30 people in them.
Yeah. So, yeah. It allows you to appreciate a little bit more like artists back in the day. Like, that's like, that's on a whole nother level.
Yeah. Seeing a picture of them and seeing the actual painting in person is definitely a different experience.
Whole nother level.
Like, just the quality of like the painting and like the detail. You can't really get that in a picture.
Yeah.
So
just imagine the amount of time that someone that he's like that was his life's
and
work.
And where did did he run a warehouse? Like, where did he hold that canvas? Who made the canvas? Like, was there a canvas creator? Whose job was that? Is that a thing I can do? Can I just make canvases?
That could be your job now.
I do canvases. That's what I do.
That's it.
I build big ass canvases. And this is called big ass canvas.
Yes. Oh my God, it was huge.
What do you do? Big ass canvases.
My job. That's what I do. That's what I do. But yes, it was very, very, very interesting. So I would definitely say go check that out. And it's a lot more exhibits. Like, there's tons of exhibits in there. It's very organized. They do hold in line, particularly for the Rembrandt pieces, because it's the most popular, of course. So you will have to sit in the line a little bit to get in to see it. But once you're in there, you're like, whoa, this is a big deal.
Yeah. That's how, standing in line, I was, again, a little not in the best place.
Typical him. Can be a damn.
But you know what? What's really valuable in life are friends who understand you and just let you be you.
Yeah, we just ignored you, so we were good. And it all worked out.
I get in my space, in my own space. I don't try to pull anybody else into it. It's just for me. I just go off in my little angry corner and I'm fine. And I come back when I'm ready. But and then we went to the red light district.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. Baby, it's yours, all yours. If you want it tonight, I give you the red light special. Roxanne!
Oh God, she's not done.
You don't have to put on your red dress tonight. Roxanne! I'm done. Put on a red light. Roxanne! I'm done now.
So, but yes, the red light district, which was, it was not as seedy as I thought it was going to be.
Well, it's a tourist attraction.
Yeah, and you like tell people you're going to Amsterdam, and you're like, oh, well, first of all, you tell people you're going to Amsterdam, they immediately think you're going to smoke weed, first of all. Aww. And then that's the first thing that comes into their minds when you say Amsterdam. But yes, there is a lot of weed, and I need for people to understand that.
Yeah,
you're going to smell weed, you're going to see
weed. I don't remember smelling it that much, except for that one, when we went to that cheese place, because it was next to a smoke shop. That was the only time I remember like walking out and getting like a full face of like, dank.
Right, in your face. Yeah, so. Boom.
But that was like the only time I remember it being like overwhelming.
Yeah.
But, like I don't really remember running into it like kind of casually walking around.
Right. And so yeah, you're
and that was just chance because people happened to be walking out of there as I was walking out of there. And I think it's just the what was clinging to their bodies.
Made his way out. So yeah. But it is, you know, it's there. I think at the Italian restaurant that you totally don't remember, the waiter told us to, you know, be specific. So if you want coffee, say coffee and don't say cafe. Because cafes are references to the smoke shops. And coffee really is coffee. So if you want coffee, you got to say, yeah, I'm looking for a coffee shop and not a cafe.
Do we have pictures of this restaurant? Like us in this restaurant? Like,
I don't. Maybe someone else has.
What was I
pictures
wearing?
Of it? Okay. No, Kim.
I have no recollection of this.
I can't document all of your life. I mean, my God.
Somebody has to do it. I can't remember. I don't remember all of my experiences. But yeah, so we strolled down the canals of the red light district. We peeked into windows of women texting and talking on their cell phones.
And a plethora of dildos. A plethora of, like, there were dildo sizes I did not know existed that were in the windows.
Aw, we gotta get you out more.
I know. I was like, we're surprised by this.
I was more surprised by the women texting. I'm like, who are you texting? The money is here. Like, there are gentlemen here looking at you. Who are you texting right now?
To tell her kids that she will be home in a couple of hours. Okay?
But I need for you to step out of your window for a few minutes, handle your business, and then come back and work. This is why I can't be a madam. Or maybe that's why I should be a madam.
Keep the girls in check.
Get these ladies in a shape. But it was neat. I mean, like you kind of walk down these alleys and there are the ladies in the windows. and then the gentleman walking by. And so we kind of tried to walk along with a group of guys. So while they were ogling, we could watch. And we were trying to catch a transaction go down. So we were walking along behind this group of gentlemen. And a guy stops and starts talking to a lady. But he's like talking to her like, I don't know, like... I guess like they were going to go on a date. I don't know. But we were like, sir, could you speed this up? And he's just pricing. All you need to be discussing is pricing. Like, you don't need to know what her favorite color is. We don't need to know like what she's having for dinner or how she's doing. You just need to know how much and what that includes. But we came back down the street and he was still standing there talking to her. I was like, she going to push him out in a minute because he cutting into her money.
He cutting into the money.
He trying to date. And that ain't what this is about. This is not what this is about. But that was pretty neat. And there were all kinds of flavors of treats for everyone. Whatever you wanted, I think it was pretty much represented there. I forgot. How did they say we could tell if it was a woman with an extra surprise?
I don't know. They told us that. I just remember them saying that the lights on, they're available and lights off.
Somebody said that there was a way. Oh, I can't remember. I think it was Krista said it, that there was a way you could tell there was some kind of indicator if it was a woman with a special surprise. If you were looking for special surprises. But it wasn't as seedy as, like you said, it wasn't as seedy as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like going to the mall and window shopping. Like, oh, and I think
that one.
I think that's pretty much what we do. Like, oh, her outfit is really cute. Oh my God, I love those boots.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, she looks like Amber Rose. Right. Wait, is that Amber Rose? I still don't think we got confirmation on that, but
but yeah, it was very interesting. Yeah, it was there, and there's plenty of things to do outside of the actual ladies in the windows. There are sex shows, and again, there's more cafes in that area if you wanted to partake. It was very busy. It was a lot of street traffic, and I don't know where we were when we was asking about. Again, this could have been an Italian restaurant discussion where we were asking whether or not the sex workers were legal in that area, and I believe that they are in the red light district specifically. So outside of that area, you cannot be a sex worker, of course.
Well, I thought, I feel like I thought differently. I thought it was, and I could be wrong, because if this was at the dinner that I don't remember, who knows? I was probably, had I been drinking? Like, for real. Like,
you guys did have wine. You and Stacy had wine, because it was a pizza place. We had pizza, because they had all these different types of pizza. We all ended up getting pizza that day. Or some form of pizza, because you got pizza, you got like a drink and like something else as a combo, because it was lunchtime. That's all I got. I have nothing else to give.
I don't remember that at all. I remember going to the steak place, the rib place twice. I remember going to the little cafe for breakfast. Sad, I do not remember sad, the Italian sad, place. Sad. Because I may have shut down. And just I may have been on autopilot.
Yeah, I don't remember everything that we did that day. I do remember the restaurant, because that's when everybody was in town by that time. Like, we had all, you know, because we got there first. It was there a whole day before everybody else. And then everyone came afterwards. But, yeah, I remember. No, I was saying that I thought that the sex workers, work was okay in that area, but it wasn't technically all over the city.
I remember him or someone saying that if locals want to have sex, they don't go to the red light district. They go somewhere else.
Correct.
They call, you know, directly and make appointments or whatever.
Yeah,
But they don't do the whole red light. Like, that whole setup is completely tourist focused and completely for tourists. Locals don't use it, which made me think it has to be legal other places if people have an alternative. And I remember someone asking, can you just go out on your own, or do you have to have like a pimp? Or if you're not in like the association, because then wasn't there like a sex worker association or something? Or I don't know if it's an association, but like there's some rules you have to follow.
Right.
And if you're outside of that, like, what happens? Can you go rogue, or do you have to go rogue?
I don't think you could go rogue.
I think that's the name of my brothel. My brothel is going to be called Going Rogue.
Go Rogue.
Come to Amsterdam and go rogue. But that was definitely a very interesting cultural experience.
Yeah, very, very different.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm used to just like the hookers that are down here on the corner in my neighborhood.
They're not as classy as the ones.
They're not as classy as what we saw overseas. They were quite. They're actually quite rugged, and they're actually very obvious. But because I'm always like, I always see this lady going nowhere. She is generally just loitering in this area. Where are you going?
So want to definitely lay back. You want to go chill? Like I said before, go check it out.
If you go, do something other than Amsterdam. Do something outside the city, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I know they have like a couple of like music festivals that are there.
Yeah, I bet something like that would be fun there.
And I think that would be fun. It would definitely be fun to do one of those. They do music and they do a couple of film festivals there in Amsterdam. So that stuff, if you're definitely going for that, I would say go for that.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a great time. Yeah. Or do Amsterdam and do a couple of other places like Rotterdam or some of the other cities that are around the area to kind of get that mixed feel of what the Netherlands is all about.
It's definitely not a city to just go to by itself.
I don't know. I mean, I know some people do. They just kind of...
It's not for me.
Yeah.
That's a combo city for me.
Yes. Yeah, so don't be like him. If you want to go to Amsterdam, just go. You can go.
I mean, you do what you want. I'm just saying, if you listen to this podcast and you say, you know what? I identify with that, Kim. When she says things, it resonates with me. Amsterdam made a place for you. If you listen to this podcast, you say, Kim is ridiculous. Nothing she says makes sense to me. Then you should go to Amsterdam.
Again, we'll let you come to your own conclusion on that one. Choose as you may. But yeah, it...
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah, but it's definitely for, you know, whatever you want to make it. We still encourage you to go because it's travel and you should always travel, no matter what.
Get out of your house. Get off your sofa. Go to Amsterdam. Which,
technically, I'm going to get out of my house and not be on my sofa in a few minutes, but I'm going to come back to myself for sure.
Me too.
All right. Well, that's all we have for today, folks. Once again, if you want to listen to our podcast, you can listen to it on iTunes. You can also listen to us, of course, on rogueintel.com, stitcher.com, and blogtalkradio.com.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Roundtrip. Tweet at Roundtrip Pod.
That's it.
That's how you know you're old. You just want to add .com to everything.
Right. Everything's not .com. All right, we're done.
We'll see you next time.